Chapter 5. Lesson Number Fun. The next morning, Princess Celestia felt rather awkward as she stood at the head of the classroom. She wasn't sure why the students looked so afraid of her, but there they were, 12 unicorns staring back at her with expressions of pure terror. No pony was talking or giggling as her students back in Canterlot did before class began each day. When Duchess Diamond Waves had briefed Celestia the previous evening before she'd left for her impromptu visit to the ponies up north, she'd reiterated that her students were lacking focus. It seemed like a false assessment, so Celestia wasn't sure what to believe from the stack of notes her friend had provided. It was time to experiment. "Good morning, fillies and colts," Celestia chirped, hoping to stir a reaction with her sunny smile. No pony even blinked an eye. They were like the stone statues in the Canterlot Garden. "My name is Princess Celestia," she continued on. She used her magic to write her name on the board with a piece of chalk. "I'm an old friend of Headmistress Diamond Waves, and I'm here to help you with some of your spells while she's away in Northern France. Let's start with something simple, shall we?" Celestia began to pace back and forth, but then thought better of it. She didn't want to spook any of these little ponies. She stopped and sat down, trying to match their stillness. She took off her gold crown and put it on the desk to show the students they could see her as an equal. "Does any pony know what a windingo is?" A magenta, curly-maned unicorn filly in the front row raised her hoof. Celestia looked at the seating chart. "Hello, my dear. Are you Ambrosia Breeze, perchance?"
"Yes, Princess,"
Ambrosia Breeze nodded, keeping her eyes cast down at her desk. She began to speak robotically.
"A windingo is an evil spirit that feeds off fighting and hatred, but can be defeated by any love fire, such as friendship fire or caring fire."
"Excellent! That's exactly right," Celestia laughed, and her almond eyes crinkled in satisfied delight. "You're as clever as Clover the Clever himself." Ambrosia blinked her green doe eyes in disbelief and looked to her other classmates, who seemed just as surprised by Celestia's response as she. The princess, however, did not notice the rest of the class's astonishment. "Now," Celestia continued, assuming her natural teacher role, it was one she felt completely comfortable in, despite not being back home at her own school or guiding her faithful student, Twilight Sparkle. "Does any pony know what other creatures can be tamed with the fire of friendship?" 5 ponies immediately raised their hooves high into the air. "Wow," Celestia exclaimed, scanning the hooves. "You tell us, Mr. Sandy Shore?"
"Manticores and hydras," answered the tan colt with a white mane, daring to smile just a bit. "Mainly," he added, just in case he was wrong, "there are probably others too."
"Well done," Celestia grinned. She looked around the room and nodded. "I have to say, you all are much more prepared than your headmistress thinks. I was expecting to have to start from scratch, but you all sure have done your homework." She trotted down the aisle of desks and noticed that each student had a thick scroll covered in writing on top of their tall stacks of books. She used her magic to pick up the one on Rainy Air's desk. "What's this, Rainy Air?"
"There are essays, Miss Princess."
A pale lavender filly with a straight teal mane squeaked. She stifled a yawn.
"On defense spells. We do them every night to practice for the big Mooey Bridge test."
"Mooey Bridge," Celestia repeated to herself. She'd never heard of it before. At her school, the only exam was simply called the Unicorn Final. The lavender filly motioned for Celestia to lean in closer and said quietly,
"Mooey Bridge was an old stallion who won a battle in Monocult a long time ago. Headmistress is obsessed with him, so we're always studying what he did and writing about how he fought the monsters. Our big exam is based on all the feats he accomplished."
Flora, shh,
urged a yellow colt with a spiky green mane.
You'll get us in trouble. We're not supposed to tell any pony about that. It's top secret academy business.
It's fine, Lemon Square. She's our new teacher, right? She's gonna know eventually, said Rainy Air.
He looked back at Celestia dreamily, admiring how her mane and tail floated continuously, sparkling in the daylight. He wondered how it did that and considered asking her, but thought better of it. Ambrosia Breeze held up her scrolls, covered in writing.
We've had to write an essay every night this moon since Headmistress Diamond Waves got all strict and boring and horrible.
She covered her mouth.
Whoops, please don't tell her I said that.
Lemon Square shot Ambrosia a knowing look and then rolled his eyes. Ambrosia frowned and slumped down. But she wasn't the only pony who seemed grumpy and tired. All around the classroom, the students had their heads down on the desks, fighting to stay awake from their long night of homework. Celestia recalled that when her friend was younger, Diamond Waves had a tendency to get carried away with completing her assignments, like a certain young purple alicorn back home. But there was a perfect cure for that. Princess Celestia winked at Ambrosia.
Don't worry, class. Go ahead and take a rest if you need to. Just let me know. You can tell me anything. Everything that happens in this classroom is just between us students.
But you're not a student, Flora whispered timidly, looking around at her classmates. You're a princess.
Of course I'm a student, Celestia replied. A pony never stops learning, no matter how old they are or if they are royalty. For example, I just learned something from all of you.
You did?
Asked Rainy Air, leaning forward in curiosity.
Cool! I mean, what was it?
That you students are in desperate need of possessing the greatest power of all.
Celestia leaned forward and met their eyes.
The power of fun!
The word caused all the students to gasp in horror. They clearly had a long way to go.